The kids like that.
Yeah! Jubba the Weed was in a Marble Falls street game. Jubba the Weed in the club likes to make it rain. Jubba the Weed says he believes in the mean green. That's just his code word for smoking weed. His life is all sex, drugs, and violence. Doesn't care about your moment of silence. Now you better let the big man speak. It's the job of the week.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah. All right, it is Job of the Week, our weekly visit with our hero in life, George Dunham, who joins us now. Hi, George.
Not as in George.
Oh, it's not? Who's joining us here? I'm sorry.
It's John.
Oh, John Bunyan?
John Bunyan?
Yeah, I heard Bob was talking about me, so I thought I'd call up and see what you guys are up to.
I thought you were a better running back, and I'll see you Friday morning around 7:50, I'm sure.
Well, I'm just a contractor from New York. I don't know. They call me, so...
Paul's brother.
Yeah, what do you guys want to talk about?
Paul's brother.
Yeah.
And Muser's guest.
He got all the pop. Me, I just, you know, work 9 to 5 every day and don't get any pop, you know.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm just talking football. I'm just trying to get it right, and I got it wrong. It happens.
Oh, I thought it was great.
Of course you did. By the way, enjoyed the Mickey and the Playmaker show this morning.
Did you? I'm glad somebody did.
And all the tributes. All the midday tributes that were tucked in there somehow.
Gordo is allowing you to do the Playmaker?
Yeah, this week.
Okay, I know any spotlight stolen is not good. We know what's built that morning show.
Hey. Oh, man, why do you guys want to start?
Let's start with this.
I don't know. It just happened.
Let's talk Joseph Randall's arrest for shoplifting.
You want to know what I would do if I was the general manager of the Cowboys?
What?
I would release him.
Just...
For two reasons. Anyone that's stupid, I don't want on my football team. And secondly, I'm a big Lance Dunbar fan, and that would assure me getting him some more work.
Oh, he's going to get his work regardless.
Why do athletes, why, the idea of shoplifting, and it's not athletes. Winona Ryder has something to say about this. There is a strand of celebrity or rich people that still get a rise out of shoplifting, and I don't understand what it is. I don't understand.
I don't get it either. Like, I guess, I mean, I don't know, they let the adrenaline, but I'll turn around you. I don't give poor people a free pass either, because I've known plenty of poor people that haven't stolen, you know, that haven't resorted to stealing from a store or a, you know, a department store or a grocery store. That's the only thing I could maybe see is, man, you're so desperate, you steal food from a grocery store so you can feed your family. I could maybe understand
it's a practical, objective reason.
If you're stealing for baby formula or something like that.
Totally. I don't condone it, but I can understand it. But even, look, I've known plenty of poor people who couldn't afford, you know, their next meal, including most of the people that I knew in college, including myself. I didn't go steal things. I didn't go steal food from a grocery store. And I don't get it. It's just wrong. I don't care if you're rich or you're poor. I mean, it does make less sense for someone who makes hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And it's cologne?
And draws.
And a two-pack of underwear?
Yeah, you don't have enough draws in your drawer already?
So it's two pairs of underwear?
Polo underwear, though.
And they cost
$40
or $39.40, they said.
Those draws can be expensive,
What about the possibility? Like, if you're stealing underwear, don't we have to ask a deeper question? That is this to cover up an accident?
And that's what the cologne is for, too. You just maybe dump it all down there.
Oh, my God.
Is he at the mall and he thinks he's passing gas, but he's actually passing something else.
And it's happened to everyone.
And he has to fix this right away.
Everyone.
I don't know if it's happened everywhere.
Yes, it has.
You can still throw down your credit card and pay for it and then go to the bathroom, right?
Well, yeah, but maybe you're embarrassed about any sort of odor following you to the cashier, and maybe it's just attractive girls at the register. And you don't. I don't know. I'm just trying to play the role play. You're his lawyer, and you're trying to figure out what he was up to, and you have to come up with an explanation. That's all I can do here.
That's a great one. They ought to try that. That's the only, and I haven't heard all the details, and maybe you could play, and I don't know the details of them detaining him, but, oh, man, I just forgot to pay. I don't know. I lost my mind.
That was Jameis. That's what Jameis did, right, with the crab legs.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but Jameis, well, he bought something.
He shot him down his pants, though, too.
Randall bought something and just put the cologne and the drawers in his bag. That he had. So
do you think he was being profiled?
Oh.
I don't know.
He's black.
And maybe he's just...
Do you think they keep that close of an eye on all the white people that are buying things to make sure they're not shoving extra items in their bag?
Don't know.
I think that's the story here. I think cowboy haters.
And he gave him
cowboy
something.
Cowboy haters are trying to bring us down.
And we had Joseph Randall on our show in Oxnard. He didn't steal anything. Like, he was totally fine that day.
Good dude.
And this is the bad radio hall pass I see coming out here.
Let's take a look, though.
Our laptops were still there when we were done and everything.
Let's take a look at...
We were sitting right there.
Whether or not the Cowboys would release him. So he steals some underwear and cologne. Uh-huh. Or let's say you were in a, even after being in trouble for this before, in, like, another drunk driving incident, maybe even killed a teammate. Would you release that guy? Like, which is the worst? My point is they're never going to release Joseph Randall.
No, they're not going to. CJ,
they might even give him, like, a Cowboy of the Week, an extra star on the helmet.
Boy, yeah, I forgot about
it. I don't get it.
I forgot about the C.J. Spillman thing.
What's that?
What's the latest on that? That was that Gaylord Texan bit.
Yeah, he's accused of
assault. That was in your news.
Oh, that's right, yeah. But well, I had just learned who C.J. Spillman was, to tell you the truth.
Another one like a year ago, too.
Yeah.
In California.
Right.
So.
Back
C.J. Spillman?
Yeah.
When he was with the Niners.
Then maybe there's a possible history there. I don't. Okay, so can the league do anything for just a Class B misdemeanor?
Yeah. They wouldn't be able to field the teams, right?
Absolutely. If they can fine you for Beats by Dre, they can fine you for a misdemeanor.
I would think so.
I mean, they can sit you down.
You?
Sure.
Beats by Dre is a middle finger to the league's sponsor.
Yes.
And that's why they fine you.
Well, they fine you for whatever reason they want to, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying when it affects money and sponsorships, that's when the league definitely steps in, right?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to get fined for this or not.
Hey, George.
Yo.
Have you ever stolen anything?
I don't think I have. I was thinking about that when I was on the line. I don't think I have.
Man.
Yeah, I have.
I don't think so.
I have.
I believe
it. I've done plenty of things that are wrong, but I don't.
Like what?
I don't.
What's the most wrong?
Stuff.
That body you asked us to help you hide?
You should have seen what she was wearing.
What's wrong with Bob? What happened to Bob all of a sudden?
I messed up, guys.
I love the Gordon scenario. Where
that is not funny.
What's the scenario?
Usually murder to me is trying to cover one up. It's not funny.
Well, it wasn't. It was an accident. It was an accidental murder.
Okay, manslaughter.
Like a crime of passion?
I don't know, but TC had it right, where he's just kind of crying. He's like, I messed up, guys. You got to help me out of this.
Got dirt all over him.
I don't know what to do. You're the only person I call.
Where are we? George is crying? Yeah. George calls you up late at night crying?
Yeah.
That's what happens when you watch shows like The Wire and Breaking Bad. You don't even know what reality is anymore. You just think stuff like that's funny.
It's not funny. We would help you. We would definitely help you hide your body.
1 minute we were laughing, and then all of a sudden...
She stopped breathing.
She stopped breathing.
It's a Lenny Mice and Men situation.
Yeah, that's just hilarious, yeah.
All right, let's get serious. Let's get serious.
All right.
On the I'm enjoying SportsCenter had this. I think the news had it last night as well. They are actually conducting surveys, I should say, on the final Cowboys outcome. And I'm enjoying the fact that there are people with a 5-1 start who are, I think, SportsCenter. They still had the overwhelming majority of people voting who vote on a SportsCenter poll. I don't know what that tells you of what type of voter that is, but they
I've never done that.
Overwhelmingly, they still believe the Cowboys are going to fail and miss the playoffs. And then the local survey, there's another one. I want to say it was one of the local channels. I can't remember what it was, but someone sent it to me this morning, where they have the overwhelming majority of locals now have the Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
So with a
five... Really?
Yes. I need to find that again. If someone can send that to me again, I would love it. But I want to say it's up at like 50% expect the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. And just wanted to come to you, George, for your wisdom. They're 5-1. Our conversations at training camp over a golf ball were clearly wrong about this team, at least from all indications now. What do we think now?
I've got them raised to at least 10-6 now. That if they go 500 the rest of the way, that'd be 10-6. Because, look, 5-1 teams still end up at 10-6 and, I don't know, 9-7, 11-5. It doesn't mean you're going to go 14-2.
Now, is that winning the division at 10-6?
Debatable. No, I think they're assured at least 10-6. That's the one I'd feel good about. But it's like we said yesterday. It brings everything into the conversation. It's not outrageous to say. I don't know about the Super Bowl, but it's not outrageous to say. This could be like 2007, and you have home field advantage.
Man.
It's outrageous.
No, it's not, and it's the craziest thing ever because I've never felt worse about a training camp.
I know, and that's what. Okay,
dude,
24 hours, now we've had the 24-hour rule. That's what makes me think, okay, really, this is not as good as we think, and some of this is smoke and mirrors, and the second half may be – Maybe they do go 6-2 the first half, and I don't know.
Well, let's just play the game.
The second half,
they're 5-1. Giants at home, Redskins at home, Cardinals at home.
Should be, but how does this team do with success in the last 3 years?
This isn't that team, man. That's the weird thing is I can now look at, like, I went back and watched the Seattle game, and I'm trying to. I'm just trying to get my head around what they did because that was not a fluky sneak up on an opponent win.
Right. If they had a couple of defensive scores, if they were the ones that got, opportune interception in the red zone,
it wasn't some weird tip pass that ended up in Cowboy hands for the victory. Just nothing. It was by the book, a systematic destruction of a really, really good team. Now, are they prepared to beat Seattle in a best-of-seven series? No, I wouldn't go that far. But, man, on their day, I'm not sure there's anyone on the Cowboys' schedule that they should be afraid of. And I have to...
Okay, but I've seen 6-2 turn into 7-9.
Yes.
And the one thing that we haven't talked about, and you can't predict it, obviously, is injury.
Right.
And in 86, the Cowboys were 6-2, and they lost Danny White. And they finished 7-9.
Yes.
It was their first losing season in 20 years.
There are three or four guys that they absolutely cannot lose, and Tony Romo is definitely one of them. And then all bets are off. But, man, I got to tell you, I'm so excited because I thought.
I am too. And
I'm most excited because this is our answer to what the Eagles are doing. Like, the Cowboys could actually take down the Eagles this season. And that was.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a conceded division back in July. It's like, all right, well, who's playing for second? And does second even matter? Because does second even get 7 wins in this division?
Yeah.
And now?
No, I know. And that's why, certainly yesterday, you couldn't come on and say, oh, wow, they're still going to tank it. You know, because it's just not fair to them. You know, with the way they played in Seattle and the way they played here in the first 6 weeks. But now a day removed, okay, you know how this league is, though, too. Even if they don't have injuries, you know, teams can catch up schematically. You know, maybe the Giants come up with something this week that people haven't tried.
I'm not sure what that would be, though, on the running game. Like, I hear you on the defense and attacking this defense, but that running game, I'm not sure.
We're going to stack the box, and we're going to get lucky on some blitzes, and we're going to pressure Romo, and stop your run. I'm not. That's just a simplistic idea, but
no, I hear what you're saying. But
far
man,
more complicated than that.
I think Seattle tried to stack the box. That's what I'm. That's what I'm getting at. When they ran over Seattle for 160 yards, then pretty much all of my questions were answered. And no, I'm not putting them in the Super Bowl right now. But doggone, who's better than them right now, or who can't they deal with? Is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, that's the thing, and that's why it's season on, and it's something we haven't seen in a long time. And I think it's even better than 2007 because of the way they're playing. This is better than 2007.
High five, George. These are good times.
This is the best.
High five, boys.
I'll see you at Barktoberfest.
Dogtoberfest.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring all my moron dogs.
We changed the name?
It's a trademark thing. Yeah.
Ooh,
you got to go Dogtoberfest.
Okay, Dogtoberfest. I didn't say anything else. Yeah. I didn't say anything else. All right, George, call us whenever you're in trouble.
Stop it for that. And from Bob.
Just
which means it's insincere. He would not help you.
Oh, I would help George
I
do
would
anything.
Help you, though.
I would be
after
up there.
That Jeb Wood delivery you gave us. He's got great firewood.
I'd call Dan. I'd call Dan or Jake.
Do not call me.
Dan. Oh, come on, Jeb.
Heartbeat,
dude.
Huh?
Our hangouts in Oxnard. You don't think I'd help you out?
I'd take a bullet for George.
Yeah, I guess I'd call Donnie.
Come
too.
On, George.
But not me, huh?
Yeah, I would. I would.
Well, you call me if you need any Danny White games on DVD.
Yeah, I'll call you for that, Bob.
All right, Jub. We got to go.
All right, see ya.
High five. It's Jub of the Week. Jub of the Week. And mine will just ruin the segment.
Jub of the Week. You can never ruin a segment with this. It's
the
Tom Green
Show. The worst. All right, Cowboys Crow Line is next.
Hang on.